from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, March 29th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A shooting in a vehicle has claimed a life west of Toledo. ONN's Dominique O'Neill reports.
The Swanton mayor says the shooting apparently occurred inside the vehicle. It appears that while traveling through the village, the driver stopped to provide aid to the passenger who was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was taken to the hospital, and the shooting happened near a baseball game with Lake playing at Swanton. According to Lake Athletics, both teams are all safe as well as spectators. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is handling the investigation.
There's new information as authorities investigate the cause of a deadly crash in Pennsylvania on Tuesday that killed five Ohioans from Delaware County. Here's ONN's Tara Jabor in Columbus.
Four adults and one infant died in that crash. I spoke to Nathan Dawson, who lost his wife, Amanda Dawson, and their seven-month-old son, Cullen Dawson. He says their son, Cullen, was the perfect baby, happy all the time and lit up everyone who came near him. Now, I also spoke to the family of another victim, Bradley Thivener. His family says most people call him Scott. They said Scott had a big heart and always wanted to help those who are in need. According to the coroner, all of the victims were in a black Honda Accord that crossed a double yellow line and hit a tractor trailer driver head on. Reporting in the studio, Tara Jabor.
A Columbus man pleaded guilty this week to drug charges and more. ONN's Dave James has the story.
Dustin Speakman pleaded guilty to drug charges with intent to distribute within 1,000 feet of an elementary school. As part of his plea, Speakman admitted to his role in the death of one victim during the time he was operating a drug distribution house. His plea includes a sentencing recommendation of 20 to 33 years. The case involves 23 defendants. So far, 18 of them have pled guilty. Dave James, ONN News.
In Newark, a judge has updated charges for Andrew Hoskinson, the man accused of beating his girlfriend, Tala Smith, who later died from her injuries. The charges now include multiple murder counts and a strangulation charge. More from ONN's Lacey Crisp.
Tala Smith's family tells me she was a bright and bubbly girl. She was in a relationship with Andrew Hoskinson for about 5 years. They say they did not notice any signs of abuse, but Newark police say on March 16th, the two got into an argument. When Hoskinson called 911, Smith was unconscious. She never regained consciousness, and her family donated four organs to at least five people.
Andrew Hoskinson is still being held on a $1.5 million bond. In Newark, Lacey Crisp.
An investigation is underway after fire destroyed a historic vacant church in East Cleveland yesterday morning. ONN's Isabel Lawrence.
The city tells me that demolition will begin here as soon as possible, but it was no small feat to put this fire out at this church. This happened at Pentecostal Determined Church of God in the Union Miles neighborhood. This church is vacant. County records show it was actually built back in 1872. Something to consider in fighting this fire was the structural integrity of the building. Cleveland Fire tells us the roof was already missing, which allowed the fire to spread more quickly, but also allowed the fire department to fight the fire from up above, using aerial ladders to send water down into the building.
Starting next month, Ohio's roughly 1.5 million American electric power customers will be paying more. ONN's Yolanda Harris in Columbus reports.
AEP announced a $10 a month increase in transmission fees. AEP customers' bills are divided into transmission rates, distribution rates, and generation rates. AEP says transmission rates are going up April 1st based on a formula that looks at how much energy is consumed during peak times. The company says residential rates are going up, but industrial rates won't, and that's because residential customers tend to use more energy during peak times of the year. I'm Yolanda Harris.
The Ohio Department of Development has announced new grant funding. ONN's Jay Fox has more.
$7.3 million in grants for more than 1,600 low and moderate income Ohioans is coming. Emergency home repair, handicap accessibility, and down payment assistance will be available. $5,000 can be used for down payment assistance. $500 can be used for home buyer education. The grants will benefit residents in all 88 Ohio counties.
And both Cleveland and Cincinnati opened their Major League Baseball seasons yesterday. ONN's Clay Gordon has more.
8 was the magic number for both Ohio Major League Baseball teams. The Cleveland Guardians and the Cincinnati Reds won their 2024 season openers. Cleveland shut out the Oakland A's 8-0 behind starter Shane Bieber's 11 strikeouts. Cincinnati beat the Washington Nationals 8-2. This is the first season opening win for Cleveland in 4 years.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.